Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Sex Tuesday. Very fun Tuesday. Gonna be 50 degrees today. Melt this snow, baby. Tired of looking at it. 50 today, 50 tomorrow, 50 Thursday, 50 Friday, 50 Saturday. Should be a fun little week here.
Should rain on Friday and Saturday, too. So with the 50s and the rain, hopefully all of this slime is now washed away. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the people who think the referees helped the Chiefs, not the snow.
Yeah, so Mac and I were talking about this morning and a little bit last night when we were talking to each other via text. Buffalo had many opportunities to win this game. Right? There were five fumbles in this game.
Yeah, they had opportunities to win this game. Yeah. They had plenty of opportunities to win this game.
There were five fumbles, and Buffalo recovered every single one of them.
Yeah, that's wild.
The Kansas City Chiefs dropped two interceptions on the first drive.
On the first drive alone.
Yep. Right.
And two guys dropped one of those interceptions.
Yeah. There was a, well, yeah.
Yeah, that third down player where it bounced off everybody's hands in the defensive backfield.
Come on.
Right. So, I mean, the narrative that Buffalo was going to lose no matter what because the officiating or because everybody wants to see the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl that wears a striped shirt is erroneous on all accounts. You had an opportunity because we, as blowhards, said whoever has the turnover battle won should probably win this game.
And we were wrong.
But that goes to show you that there's more to this game than what the stats tell you in the regular season, right? Buffalo always won the turnover margin and always won games when they did. They won the turnover margin this game. They did not win. The Chiefs can't score more than 30 points in a game. They scored more than 30 points in one. Buffalo didn't score 30. Where's that smoke, by the way? One of the better offensive teams all year. The Chiefs are in the same category with like the Giants, the Jets, the, you know, whoever else of, you know, scoring, you know, less than 30. Buffalo didn't score 30. Mm-hmm. Buffalo scored 29. No talk about it. All they want to talk about is, well, he got the first down. Well, he got, you know, they called an incomplete pass interference, like all this sort of, it's like, well, where's the energy for getting five fumbles recovered? You know, not scoring 30 points. We changed the smoke when we want it to fit what we want it to fit. And that's the problem with, I think, this game is that Buffalo had opportunities. They failed on 2 2-point conversions, I believe.
Yep, they did.
They recovered a fumble that Isaiah Pacheco had, and they did not lose a fumble of the four that they had. Mm-hmm. And yet, here we are, still on Tuesday, listening to people say, well, here's the problem. They should have gotten the first down. They should have done something with the turnover they got on.
Well, and Sean McDermott should have coached better, too. And I think, you know, thinking about it yesterday and talking to some folks about, you know, what went on in that game, a lot of this has to go back to their head football coach, man. Like, this guy has been making mistakes since kicking it deep with 13 seconds to go. Like this is coaching. And it's coaching 101, and that's why, again, I am so critical of coaches in this league, because I just don't think many of them are truly smart enough or think enough or have the balls big enough to go out there and do the right thing. I think a lot of these coaches in the NFL coach scared, coached afraid, coaching for their jobs instead of going out there and coaching to win. And I was just reading a quote this morning from the Jets interim coach, Jeff Ulbrich, who now, I guess, was hired as the Falcons GM. And he said the biggest thing he did wrong was not delegate once he took over that job and let other people do those things. And I've always said that's the biggest problem for a lot of these coaches. That they are so insecure in who they are that they don't want to delegate anything. They want to do everything by themselves, and then they end up failing. The coaches that are able to delegate and rely on everybody else to get everybody, you know, input and information and then combine it all into one big thing and then make the right decision, those are the coaches that have success. And, you know, we can continue to talk about the drop pass or not fourth down or not getting the calls or whatever you want to call. ultimately, the one constant in all of this and why the Buffalo Bills continue to lose in the postseason, to me, is their head football coach. I mean, kicking it into the end zone with 13 seconds to go, that was grounds for being fired right there. I mean, that's malpractice if you look at it. And then you go to this game, going for two twice for no apparent reason, you know, not doing something different on third and short and fourth and short instead of just lining up and, you know, trying to lean left with the tush push, not getting James Cook involved more than 13 times. There's a lot of stuff that you can criticize your head coach with first before you even get into that conversation about officials or about the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I hate to say it, like, at this point in time, I don't know that Sean McDermott is a good enough coach or built as a good enough coach to get his team over the hump to make the crucial decisions when they matter most. Because in two big games at Arrowhead in the postseason, Sean McDermott has failed his team more than anybody else out there in that stadium has failed the Buffalo Bills.
It was so evident, the discrepancy of preparation and the Chiefs staff versus the Bills staff on all three sides of the football, from the defense, the offense, and the special teams. I mean, Nico's 41 punt return, I mean, just every facet of the game, 5 for 14 on third down for the Bills. I mean, can't execute when you really need to. Not to mention, a lot of those third downs are third and mediums, third and longs, not putting your quarterback in the situation to really get a manageable, easy conversion.
Yeah.
I thought the play calling was bad.
And
Joe
I know
Brady.
People will say about the play caller and Sean McDermott's a defensive guy. You're the head coach. You need
care.
To override this stuff. This is where the head coach has to come in and say, hey, offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. James Cook has touched the ball four times yeah. today. Let's get him involved mm-hmm. because when he does touch the ball, he's running good. Sean McDermott, as the head coach, needs to be involved in that. You got to stay on top of that kind of stuff. And there are some coaches that just in everyday life, you reach a certain peak. And Sean McDermott is peaks in the regular season coach. And that's fine, because when it comes to the playoffs, that's where Andy Reid seemingly peaks right now. Peaks mm-hmm. in the Super mm-hmm. Bowl, you know?
Yeah, there's people that have been there and can understand how to get it done in those situations. Like, I mean, you had opportunities and you did not win the game. You had to play perfect and you didn't. The referees didn't drop that ball that Kincaid dropped at the very end of the game.
Right.
It's simple as that. Like, you have to play when that game is being played. You have to play damn near perfect. The Chiefs didn't, but they played better or more perfect than the Bills did.
And when you look at that last play too, like, that's the microcosm of the entire game right there in a nutshell. Josh Allen, fourth down. Here comes an all-out blitz by Kansas City. Oh, we were told how great that defensive line was or offensive mm-hmm. line was for Buffalo, right? I heard a lot about that offensive line being good. Where were they on that last play? Because that was a jailbreak on that last play. That play looked like high school football on practice number one where nobody knows what's going on. That's what that play looked like. That's the play to save your season. And that's what you did. That's yakety sacks going on right there. So I know, again, it's just easy to blame the referees. It's low-hanging fruit. Everybody reacts to that kind of stuff. But when you really get to the nuts and bolts of it, is we're just better than Buffalo in all assets of the game.